From yellowhammernews.com, this is YHN News. I'm Scott Chambers. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen is being accused of violating the quiet period provision of the National Voter Registration Act, which prohibits the systematic removal of names from voter rolls 90 days prior to a federal election. More than 3,000 people have been made inactive and flagged for possible removal. The Justice Department says that includes both native-born and naturalized U.S. citizens. Two Dothan teenagers are missing, their 14-year-old Tayshawn Robinson and 16-year-old Lucas Griffith. The two teens were last seen on Sunday. Robinson was wearing a white shirt and blue jeans, and Griffith was wearing a white shirt and red pants. Anyone with information on their whereabouts is urged to contact law enforcement. The University of Alabama at Birmingham announces a milestone in its patient care. YHN's Elizabeth Kramer reports.
UAB recently performed its 3,000th adult liver transplant. Patients from across the country have come to UAB for organ transplantation. Its comprehensive transplant institute features state-of-the-art research, new medicines, and developed new techniques for better patient outcomes. UAB's liver transplant program is the only one of its kind in the state. For YHN News, I'm Elizabeth Kramer.
Hurricane Helene is being blamed for over 110 deaths in the southeast. At least 35 deaths occurred in Asheville, North Carolina. Flooding in parts of Asheville and western North Carolina is described as being at biblical levels. Right now, all shelters in the state of North Carolina are full. For more Alabama stories, go to yellowhammernews.com. I'm Scott Chambers. You are listening to YHN News.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
256 Today is smart news for smart people. 256today.com is the place for the latest news on business, government, education, and community in North Alabama. 256today.com is a dedicated local team reporting the news that impacts your daily life. We live here, we work here, and we play here. Join us at 256today.com. We are smart news for smart people, like you.